Thank you very much, Helen. It's Chris, Dave and Helen as the Naked Scientists, and we're taking your science questions and answering them for you. You can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Richard's in Milton Keynes. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was wondering about big black holes and whether or not before the Big Bang, whether there was a big black hole there.
Well, no one actually knows what preceded the Big Bang. All we know is that when the Big Bang happened, there was this massive amount of energy from a source that was infinitely tiny and infinitely powerful that just blasted out all this energy all at once, and space popped into existence. Before the universe existed as the Big Bang, there was no universe. And so, as far as we know, nothing existed before the Big Bang. Strange as it sounds. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, all we know is that everything's expanding very fast. We know some things about how it's expanded over the last 15 billion years. We've got very little evidence very close to the actual Big Bang, apart from the distribution of matter in the universe. But actually knowing what happened beforehand, who knows, basically.
Although it's fair to say that the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, which is hopefully going to switch on this year, is going to be colliding particles together at very high energies. And what scientists are hoping to understand by doing that is basically the process by which energy turns into matter, because that's what the big fundamental thing about the Big Bang was. There was a lot of energy, but no matter, no substance, no stuff, the material that you see in the world around you, and somehow that energy got converted into matter. And that's what scientists are hoping to achieve by slamming things into each other at high energies in CERN. So I think we just have to watch this space. Sorry, Richard, for that pun.
That's all right. No, we don't know what was there before, but I just imagine there's a tremendous amount of matter there.
Well, that's the point, that there was no matter, there was just energy. And that's why scientists need to understand how energy turns into mass, because we know the two are interrelated in some way. And Einstein's famous equation, E equals MC squared, kind of gives us a clue towards that. But exactly how that interchange occurs is we're just grappling with. And that's hopefully what scientists in Geneva will find out with this multi-billion pound experiment that they're setting up there.
So we don't know everything then?
No, unfortunately, there are still lots and lots of questions to answer.
Right, I shall come again with another question you don't know.
Thank you, Richard. See you soon.
Bye.
Richard in Milton Keynes.